Trump, I don't want Iran regime change, creates so much chaos. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 24, 2025. President Donald Trump told reporters on Tuesday that he is not seeking regime change in Iran, noting that the endeavor would likely result in so much chaos. In response to inquiries about whether there is any desire to try regime change, two words that many Americans now associate with the forever war, due to previous administrations, Trump replied, "No. If there was, there was, but no, I don't want it," according to a report in New York Post. "I'd like to see everything calm down as quickly as possible," the president added. "Regime change takes chaos, and ideally, we don't want to see so much chaos. So we'll see how it goes," President Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One on his way to the Netherlands for the NATO summit. In private talks, the president told those around him that he wanted to prevent regime change in Iran, as he didn't want to potentially have another Libya situation transpire, according to the New York Post. On Saturday, President Trump announced that the United States had completed a very successful attack on three nuclear sites in Iran: Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan. As Breitbart News reported, the mission to destroy the Iranian nuclear facility at Fordo, located some 300 feet inside a mountain, could only be accomplished with a special type of bomb, the 15-ton massive ordnance penetrator, which can only be carried by one plane, America's B-2 Spirit bomber, a plane that Israel does not have. On Monday evening, Trump announced that Israel and Iran had fully agreed to a complete and total ceasefire, and that it should be transpiring within 6 to 12 hours of his announcement, effectively ending the war between the two countries and the Middle East. The president's patience appeared to be wearing thin on Tuesday morning. Before boarding Air Force One, he told reporters that both Israel and Iran had violated the ceasefire agreement. "Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs," President Trump said. "I'm not happy with Israel. When I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. Watch below. I'm not happy with him, Israel. I'm not happy with Iran, either," the president added. "But I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning because of one Iranian rocket that didn't land. I'm not happy about that." President Trump went on to say, "We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Israel. Do not drop those bombs. If you do, it is a major violation. Bring your pilots home, now," the president proclaimed Tuesday morning in a Truth Social post. Meanwhile, President Trump has expressed his desire to get back to U.S. domestic issues and make America great again in another Tuesday morning Truth Social post. "We must finish the job here at home by passing the great, big, beautiful bill, and getting the bill to my desk, ASAP," Trump declared. "We are finally entering our golden age, which will bring unprecedented safety, security, and prosperity for all of our citizens. To my friends in the Senate, lock yourself in a room if you must. Don't go home, and get the deal done this week," the president added. "Work with the House so they can pick it up, and pass it, immediately. No one goes on vacation until it's done." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.